Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Many Christians today have long forgotten about our purpose on earth. We wake up every day thinking about how to feed, clothe, shelter, and meet other needs while neglecting the very reason why we are still alive in this world. There are works that God has planned for you to accomplish, and it is vitally important you get busy doing God's work while there is still time. God's business on earth is to ensure all get eternal life, and so he laid the foundation of this business by sending his only Son to die to redeem us. You see, many are yet to hear about this great act of God, and that's where you come in. This is where God's business becomes your business. In today's message titled, God's Business is Our Business, Evangelist Paul Acqua teaches that it's the job of every believer to rightly discern his or her role in the plan of God and to serve with enthusiasm.
What's your focus in life? Are you living the life God intended for you? God has given us very clear instructions in his word as to how we are to live for him. As a believer, you have an important business to do in God's kingdom. You have a major role to play in the kingdom of God. Our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ had a clear focus on his mission when he came to this earth. He focused on the mission his Father gave him. At the age of 12, he was able to identify his purpose by telling his parents that he had to be about his Father's business. And he said to them, "Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business?" But they did not understand the statement which he spoke to them. And this is recorded in Luke chapter 2, verses 49 and 50. You see, Joseph and Mary didn't understand Jesus' mission. At the age of 12, Jesus had a clear understanding of his Father's business. Joseph and Mary did not. It's the job of every believer to rightly discern his or her role in the plan of God and to serve with enthusiasm. It's so important. You cannot do his will without the strength, the knowledge, and understanding of the Holy Spirit working within you. So Jesus is our example. He said, "Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business?" So this text of scripture reminds us that we have a kingdom business to do. We must also go about our Heavenly Father's business as Jesus did. Jesus said, "I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work." That's John chapter 9 verse 4. So it's a statement to us as followers of Christ, commending to us promptness and determination and practical earnestness. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." John chapter 20 verse 21. This is a message to all believers. We are sent in the same way that the Father sent Jesus. Christ came to do the business of reconciling people to his Father in heaven. And we have also been given the ministry of reconciliation. We have the business of reconciling people to God. But I want to assure you that being actively engaged in this business at any level will bless your life and provide growth in countless circumstances. Fulfillment to life is attained when you live to do your Heavenly Father's business. So don't live for yourself. Participate in God's kingdom business, my friend. I pray that this message will help you to understand that only the life lived for God is worth living. Only the life you live for God is a meaningful life. Other than that, you will live a meaningless life. And I pray that that will not happen to you. We are here to engage in the business of God. So I want to remind you that we have a business to do in God's kingdom. For those of us who have been saved, who have been born again, it isn't enough just for your sins to be forgiven and become a Christian. There is more to it than that. Because the Christian life is a serious business, my friend. The Christian life is walking in the will and purpose of God for your life. The Bible says that the kingdom of God is like this. And he called 10 servants of his and gave them 10 pounds and said unto them, trade ye till I come. That's Luke chapter 19 verse 13. Other translations say it this way. And he sent for 10 of his servants and gave them 10 pounds and said to them, do business with this till I come. Another one says it this way. He called together 10 servants and gave each of them money worth 4 months' wages. He said, do business with this until I return. So we are here to do God's kingdom business. Other versions also say, occupy till I come. So God is up to something fantastic in our lives. The kingdom of God is about kingdom business, which is assigned to you and me. One important thing is that the kingdom business assigned to you is different from anyone else. But it's all about reconciling people to God and discipling them. It's about letting your light so shine so you bring glory to your heavenly Father. It's so important that we take note of this. We are not here for nothing. Life is on traveled path that every one of us travels. Because there is nobody like you. You are unique. You are the only person that travels on that path. And God has got a unique assignment for you to do his business on this earth. There is nobody in the world who has the same path because everybody is different. We are different because the will of God and purpose for our lives are different for all of us. And therefore, you are the only person that will travel on that exact path. Look at what the Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 1. He said to Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you and ordained you a prophet to the nations. So that's what Jeremiah was called to do. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. You see again in Jeremiah 29:11 that we all know about. God has got good plan for your life. God never made a failure. Kingdom business is different from worldly business where everybody's running around doing what everyone else is doing. Our whole life is the result of hearing God's voice and seeking his guidance. Because the business is God for you is different from me. For some of us, if the Lord hadn't spoken to us and led us, we wouldn't be doing what we are doing and minister to people the way we do right now. Life is a journey. Nobody walks your exact path. Noah, Abraham, Apostle Paul, and all the Bible characters, they all walked specific paths to achieve their God-given goals. God has chosen you and I for specific purposes on this earth. And it is all about his kingdom business of drawing people into his kingdom. For example, Noah was chosen by God to preserve life on earth by building an ark to escape the great flood. You see, that was his assignment. He was described in the New Testament as the preacher of righteousness. That's recorded in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. That was his God-given business on earth. Do you know your purpose on earth? Whether you know it or not, you need someone to guide you. And Almighty God is your guide. He's your perfect guide because he will not hide anything from you. He's all-knowing. He's omniscient. And before you were formed in your mother's womb, he knew you and assigned you to a particular kingdom business on earth. Abraham was chosen by God to be the father of all nations. That was his kingdom business. He remains a model of righteousness and faith for all believers. Abraham died thousands of years ago, but we still talk about his faith. What's your purpose on earth, my friend? Paul was chosen to be the great apostle of the Gentiles. He was the defender and advocate of Christian faith. He lived to fulfill his mission on earth through his preaching, and he wrote 13 New Testament letters. He fulfilled the kingdom business assigned to him. At the end of his life, he said, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished the race." And I pray that you and I will also be able to say that. Are you living to fulfill your God-given goal? You need guidance. God wants us to be ready and hear his voice. So my friend, what you have to take note of is that what happens next after salvation is to do business for God. We can serve God wherever we are, at our workplace, in our colleges, in our universities, etc. Put God first and you will be blessed. He says, seek the kingdom of God first and his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you. God wants us to serve him, and you shall be blessed indeed. We serve God by doing his kingdom business. Jesus prayed this prayer in John chapter 17 for all believers. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. Verse 16 says, they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. Marvelous. So God has sent us. Jesus came minding about his father's business, and that's what we have to be thinking about. Heaven is a far better place than here, and yet God has left us here. Why? To do his kingdom business. Your work is very unique to you. Yeah? What Samson came to do on this earth was different from what other Bible characters came to do. Everybody had been assigned a specific work to do. Kingdom business is different from worldly one. So you don't just run around, someone is doing this, so I'm also going to do that. So why are many Christians not doing God's business of reconciling people to God? There could be many reasons. Among the obvious are, well, going to church is more about getting my needs met than reaching the lost. Churches and Christians do not want to share the truth of the gospel for fear they would offend people. You see, our churches and their members have too many activities. They are too busy to do the things that matter to them. Everyone in the kingdom has got a specific work to do to bring glory to God and to draw people to Christ. How will you know what to do in the kingdom? You must listen to God by seeking him through prayer and his word, and you will know. God is not hiding anything from you and I. He says that if you will seek me, you will find me. If you will pray to me, I will hear you and answer you. We just have to seek him. We just have to present ourselves as living sacrifice unto God. And then we will just live for him. He called us for relationship, and through that, we will continue to do his kingdom business. So we don't live here for ourselves. Bible says that he died for all, and so those for whom he died for should no longer live for themselves, but to live for the one who died and gave himself for us. Bible says we have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live. You see, it's no longer you and I who live, but Christ lives in you. And the life that you live in the flesh, you live by faith in the Son of God who loved you and gave himself for you. He said, and you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses for me. You see, in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, and uttermost part of the earth. So we don't live for ourselves. We live for God. Christ's business must be our business. We must mind our Father's business. Does it mean we don't work or do our own business? No, not at all. The hand that does not work shall not eat. That's what the Bible says. If you are called to full-time ministry, do it with all your might. Everything you are doing, do it as if you are doing for God. And that's kingdom business. That will let your light shine. That will draw people to God. And I pray that that will be your attitude and my attitude from now on. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, now is the time to do so. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.